Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Los Angeles, pro-Palestinian protests at the University of Southern California have come to an end, but not before dozens of arrests. More from reporter Steve Futterman.
Free Palestine!
The protests went on throughout the day and into the night.
Free Palestine!
Several hundred, mostly students, demanded USC cut off all ties with Israel. This woman did not want to be identified for fear of retaliation.
We want to say that we are here in solidarity with the people of Gaza, with the people of Palestine.
There were several skirmishes, finally an order by police to leave or be arrested. The arrest took place one by one while other students watched.
Let them go!
In the end, more than 90 arrests took place. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on a three-day trip to China. He started in the financial hub of Shanghai, raising what the U.S. describes as unfair Chinese trade practices in meetings with local government officials.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world, to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
He also talked about U.S. concerns over Chinese trade policies with the city's top official Communist Party secretary. Blinken arrived in Shanghai yesterday, shortly before President Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package that has several elements likely to anger Beijing, including $8 billion to counter China's growing aggressiveness toward Taiwan and the South China Sea. Blinken is now headed to Beijing for what are expected to be contentious talks with national officials. The U.S. Supreme Court hears its last scheduled argument of the term today. The question? Whether Donald Trump and all future presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for their alleged official acts while in office. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Trump claims he can never be prosecuted for those acts if he was not impeached, convicted, and removed from office while president.
The Supreme Court has never decided whether a president is forever free from being criminally prosecuted for acts that he claims were part of his official duties. In this case, Trump asserts that his actions in trying to prevent Joe Biden from being declared the duly elected president, that those acts were part of his official duties. Countering that argument, Special Counsel Jack Smith says that the text of the Constitution has no provision granting such immunity, no court decision has ever recognized such immunity, and that Trump's argument is at war with the American understanding that no person is above the law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets in mixed territory by the close, the Nikkei down 2.1%. You're listening to NPR News. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he's considering resigning after his wife was targeted in a judicial probe. NPR's Miguel Macias has more.
The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez shocked the nation on Wednesday when he published a 3.5-page letter on social media addressed to all citizens. In the letter, Sanchez denied allegations against his wife using her position to influence business deals, but said he needed to evaluate whether he could continue in his post or step down. Earlier on Wednesday, a Spanish judge agreed to probe allegations of corruption made by a private group aligned with the far right in Spain. The judge reportedly did not consult with the public attorney's office, in a move that some interpret as biased. In his letter, Sanchez said that the lawsuit against his wife is bogus and only based on news clips from ultra-conservative outlets. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville, Spain.
In California, a new rule could limit the amount that health care costs can rise each year. The state's Health Affordability Board has approved a 3% cap on the amount doctors, hospitals, and health insurance companies can raise their prices each year. The new rule, approved yesterday, will be phased in over 5 years, starting with a cap of 3.5% next year. Officials say the full price cap probably won't be enforced until the end of the decade. The amount of money Californians spend on health care has gone up around 5.4% each year over the past 20 years. California's healthcare industry has supported the idea of a statewide cost target, but argued a 3% cap is too low. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.